All right, Shepherd Ambellus here. It's good to be back on YouTube and Rumble. You can catch the show there. I may or may not be coming back on. I was contemplating about doing a daily show. I've been building the website squawk.com for the last 90 days, solid 16 hours every day, 7 days a week. You can visit squawk.com. That's squawk.com. The link's also in the description to several articles, which we will be talking about, like how the planet's in peril and there's biblical level flooding, martial law, celestial threats. Are we facing doomsday? And there's also, this flooding worldwide, swaths of the United States, and the media is in complete blackout. We're going to get to the point to where we're seeing dengue fever threaten Americans' lives, and the lives of other people around the world will probably be brought into martial law ahead of the arrival of Planet X, as weather events are ramping up to proportions that are literally unseen before. We're break over 1,400 weather records were broken last month. We are seeing unprecedented flooding worldwide. You can go to my Twitter feed and scroll down it for the last several weeks, and virtually continents and countries and cities across the globe are literally under water, you know? So I've been writing a bunch of articles every day on Squawk, actually outdoing a lot of mainstream outlets, outdoing alternative media outlets, cranking out, you know, 6 to 16 reports daily over there of high quality content, squawk.com. But guys, I'm going to need support if I'm going to come back on air, because I've been working for 16 hours a day for the last 90 days for free just to get that website up. And now I'm going to need all the support I can get if I'm going to come on air every day. So please don't hesitate. There's a Cash App logo on the screen you can scan. That's a real easy way to do it. Or go to the link tree in the description, and there's multiple ways. There's PayPal, you can buy my film. There's different ways to support what I do, but basically now we're to the point of my film Shackled to Silence, where this planet's moving inward and it's causing such destruction that we're going to see them progress to what, you know, I predicted over a decade ago, which is the death kill at mega death levels. And how they will achieve this and why is because they can't have everyone seeing this planet, but also they can't have dead bodies and disease floating around in floodwaters. So they have to mitigate and cull the population, taking care of the bodies ahead of time before the whole world gets disease ridden. So that's what we're actually facing. Entire cities are virtually wiped off the map. Redoso, New Mexico, go to my Twitter feed. There's semi trucks just washing down the road. I mean, have you guys ever heard of semi trucks just being washed down the road like nothing? That's nothing. There's entire China's almost wiped off the map in parts of China. Entire deserts of Saudi Arabia flooded at one point, a month or so back. And these floods are moving all over the world. I mean, they're just everywhere. you know, is a celestial perturber like Planet X causing this? The link's in the description. You can go to the article, Planet in Peril, Biblical Level Flooding, Martial Law, and Celestial threats. Are we facing doomsday? Unveiling the global catastrophe, governments silence extreme weather coverage and impending health hazards amidst a looming celestial threat. This is squawk.com, S-Q-A-U-K.com. The recent series of devastating floods worldwide has raised concerns about a possible looming threat of a celestial perturber, potentially Planet X, whose gravitational influence may be causing these extreme weather events. As governments globally downplay the coverage of these disasters, the severity of the crisis needs to be addressed, leaving communities unprepared and the true extent of the damage obscured. Adding to the chaos is a looming fear of imposing martial law due to the emerging health risks such as dengue fever from stagnant floodwaters. Flooding has caused significant damage in various places, from the streets of Redoso, New Mexico, to the farmlands of Iowa and Minnesota. These floods, known for their sudden onset, is an overwhelmingly in intensity, have left a trail of destruction, often described as resembling biblical proportions. In Redoso, continuous rainfall transformed peaceful streams into powerful torrents, flooding homes, uprooting trees, and washing away roads and even semi-trucks. This small town in Sierra Blanca mountain range has never experienced such relentless natural disaster. It's just never experienced it. The agricultural heartlands of Iowa and Minnesota have also been affected. Guys, in Iowa, continuous heavy rainfall has caused rivers and dams to overflow, flooding thousands of acres of farmland. Crops that were ready to harvest are now submerged under several feet of water, threatening the livelihoods of numerous farmers. Similarly, in Minnesota, communities are dealing with exceptionally high levels of flooding, resulting in entire towns being isolated from the rest of the state. The recent floods are not isolated incidences. Similar catastrophic events are unfolding across Europe, Asia, Africa. They're underscoring the global scale of the crisis. Cities that have never experienced such weather extremes now face full force nature's fury. Guys, in Italy, there was icebergs floating down the street in the middle of summer the other day. In Germany and Belgium, a recent flooding has left hundreds dead and thousands homeless. In China, in just 3 days, in Xinjiang, it was submerged by a year's worth of rain. It's literally just washed everything away. As if the floods weren't enough, the Atlantic hurricane season has provided its monster hurricane barrel. And this storm, they originally said it was a Category 4, now is a Category 5. And it is going to devastate Jamaica. It's just going to shred it. It already devastated some islands, and there's videos on squawk.com. Some scientists and researchers suggest that behind these extreme weather events lies a celestial body known as Planet X. This planet, it's hypothetical, called Nibiru, is believed to have a highly elliptical orbit that brings it close to Earth every few thousand years. Its gravitational influence could disturb the delicate balance of our solar system, resulting in increased seismic activity and severe weather patterns on Earth, which is what we are experiencing right now. And the aftermath of these floods brings more than just a physical destruction. It introduces severe health hazards. Stagnant floodwaters are breeding grounds for diseases like dengue fever, posing a significant risk to public health. As outbreaks become more widespread, the threat of martial law becomes increasingly likely. Governments may need to enforce strict quarantine zones or curfews to control the spread of disease and maintain public order. And although this is all happening as a byproduct of the floods, it makes you wonder, you know, I mean, this is all going to happen way too quick, guys. This dengue fever, it's a mosquito-borne illness that spreads rapidly. And it spreads in stagnant water left behind by floods. The rise in mosquito population increases the risk of outbreaks. And in addition to that, you know, it can harbor pathogens, this water, chance of cholera, malaria, and other waterborne diseases. And there's literal swaths of the country that are underwater right now, and they're hiding it. Just go to this article, click the links in your description, Planet in Peril, Biblical Level Flooding, and watch some of these videos. This is in the United States, people, these videos, and you're not going to believe what you see. They are getting ready to impose global martial law. I mean, this is going to get out of control. Hurricanes are going to get so bad this season that it's going to make Katrina look like nothing. And I've been telling you guys this is coming the whole time. Now we are to the point to where apparently this planet is going to start coming to perihelion with Earth. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if it's in 10 months, 18 months, in 2029. Once it comes to perihelion, things still have to ramp back out. At the height of this intensity, weather will be so bad that we'll see 400 mile an hour to 1,000 mile an hour straight line winds across parts of the planet. And of course, devastating flooding, mud floods, and volcanic activity will start to fill the sky with ash. And it's not going to be a pretty sight, people. So support my journalism and all this. I'm doing it 16 hours a day. And you know, I need all the support I can get. You can scan the code on the screen that takes you to Cash App, or go to the link tree in the description. You can use PayPal, Cash App. You could buy my film, support the show any way possible. We're on YouTube and Rumble. We also archive on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all your other favorite podcast platforms. Just search Shepherd Ambellus Show. On those, we're ranked. The show is ranked. I say we, it's me. The show is ranked 135 in the United States right now, currently, in entertainment news. So on Apple Podcasts. So we're the 135th largest show in the United States in entertainment news, thanks to the listeners. And there, you know, a lot going on with this. There's another article in your description. You can click on the link called Poop Soup and Dengue Fever Threaten American Lives Amid Devastating Floods. Is martial law next? And due to all this unprecedented flooding that we're facing in the United States, it's basically making a steaming hot poop soup, because there's human feces and animal feces and all these sewer drains and stuff. So sooner or later, I would assume, as this persists and these disasters get worse, as this planet moves in and as hurricane season moves in, and a lot more things are submerged. And this isn't counting any volcanoes that might start going off. We got risk of the California caldera, the Yellowstone super volcano, which NASA's already talked about mitigating. And, you know, there is a potential for martial law. Reasons for that is, you know, to control movement, enforce public health measures, maintain public order, and stuff like that. So they might try to do all that. But also, as this stuff gets worse, people are going to start freaking out. Now, there's lots of links you can click on in those articles. There's also a man that he claims to be a military liaison to NASA, and he claims that Planet X is arriving.
I am a high-level military liaison between the Pentagon and NASA. I'm here as a anonymous whistleblower to tell everyone that what happened on April the 8th was not an eclipse. What happened on April the 8th was called Project Pegasus. It's been in the planning for years. What occurred, if not an eclipse, since the moon was beside the sun during it and not crossing it, and also it's, they're both in Pisces, It, but whole thing is ridiculous, and that's how much credit the government gives all of you, because they'll do something that blatantly wrong, I mean inaccurate, just impossible, and yet they know that Americans will be called conspiracy theorists if they even bring it up, so they do it, and they don't even care, okay, so what did they do if there was an Agony Cleanse? The biggest thing you have to realize is the coincidence, which was no coincidence, of CERN being turned on that day.
It is near impossible to explain or understand for most of us, but monumental nonetheless.
CERN was turned back on that day, and immediately after it was turned on, this is what appeared in the sky above CERN in Switzerland on the 8th. A literal portal was created above CERN, and this was actually predicted, which is one reason why it was filmed by many people who were in the know. But ever since they discovered the Higgs boson in 2012, the God particle, that's when all of this contact began to occur.
Using a particle accelerator, believe they have found the subatomic particle known as the Higgs boson, otherwise known as the God particle. There you have it.
Because this whole thing of Project Pegasus was about CERN. Through its experiments with the God particle and particle acceleration in general, they achieved quantum entanglement.
So anyways, you can find this on squawk.com if you want to listen to this whole thing. You can search a man claiming to, just search like a military liaison, military liaison in the squawk.com search box. And you'll find that, and you can listen to that full thing. But basically, you know, a lot of people have come out. You know, we also have the leaked Navy map where it shows, you know, the damage that this planet, you know, their damage projections, what's going to be underwater and what's not. And of course the Deagle report, which we're coming up on, cause they say by the year 2025, the U.S. will have about 1/3 or less of the population. And so will most other countries on Earth. And, so this is, you know, it gets, deep into this stuff, right? So, a lot going on. Now, if you on squawk.com, there's lots of different headlines that you can read. You know, cinnamon roll rampage, woman attacks man with pastry and bizarre assault. Here's one. Authorities brace for catastrophic outbreak. Bird flu summit heralds the next deadly pandemic. Now, this
we've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
This is how they're going to ultimately bring in martial law. And, you know, everyone's going to laugh like COVID, they just did lockdowns. But no, this time it's going to be the actual megadeth death kill. They can't have all this stuff going down without doing the megadeth death kill. And they're doing, just like they did at Event 201, they're doing an upcoming bird flu summit. And Berserker Survival had sent me this bird flu summit paperwork, and I went through it, and it's in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're preparing for the next devastating global pandemic. And at this gathering in Washington, D.C., they're going to focus on the H5N1 strain, and the Center for Disease Control is going to be there and all this. And, you know, there has been recent outbreaks. The recent outbreak in a Colorado dairy cattle underscores the gravity of the situation. This alarming development indicates that this virus is spreading among avian species and crossing into mammalian populations. It's an unprecedented leap in livestock, raises concerns about the virus potential to affect humans more effectively, which could lead to widespread and deadly outbreak. So I think that they could use this bird flu, and along with the dengue fever, to basically bring the populations into check ahead of this Planet X. Now, there's also an article on Squawk called "An Imposter in the White House. Investigative findings suggest new Joe Biden is not the original. Recent investigations have raised doubts about the current occupant of the White House, who identifies himself as President Joe Biden. Facial recognition software known for its precision has concluded with over 99% probability that the current Biden is a different individual altogether. These findings have ignited a fervent debate and suspicion among investigative journalists and political analysts. So I did an actual law enforcement grade facial recognition comparison on the old Biden versus the new Biden, and it's not the same person at all. And there, you know, I tweeted this to the White House. I need your support, guys, to come on air every day, because I'm working 16 hours a day already. But you know, if a couple people throw down, I'll start doing the show again, because there's a lot of information I need to get out. But like, you know, there's a lot of people that think the president's masking himself, you know, someone's playing the president, masking up, or there's a digital mask and all this stuff. And you know, the criminal repercussions for the imposter would be fraud and misrepresentation, conspiracy, treason, impersonation of a federal official, obstruction of justice, espionage, forgery, and document fraud, public corruption charges, and other federal charges. So this article calls for an independent investigation into Joe Biden, and you can find that on squawk.com, S-Q-A-U-K.com. Subscribe over there and get the mail list and all that. They have these new smart glasses from Ray-Ban, the Meta glasses. They're pretty weird. You can wear them around. They look like normal sunglasses, but you know, you can, they can do things for you because they are the smart glasses, you know? So, well, I mean, we talked about these floods, and how the thing is what people don't realize is you really have to search this stuff out for yourself. If you're checking into like the world being flooded and underwater, one of the best places is to go is Twitter and start searching this stuff. But even at that, it's still being really, hindered. But go to my Twitter profile at Shepherd M. Bellis and check it out, because I mean, it is unbelievable. And it is absolutely unprecedented, the amount of videos that are coming out and the severity of this. So, you know, people can try to rationalize it and say, you know, I've seen this before. Or, you know, no, none of this has ever been seen before. In all these places, all the residents are saying, everyone's saying they've never seen anything like this. It's absolutely Planet X biblical levels, and it's being hidden by the governments worldwide. Guys, I need your support. There's a Cash App logo on the screen. Scan that with your smartphone. Make a pledge and support the show so I can do this every day. If a couple good people come through, I'll do the show every day and get it going. But it's a lot of work to do all this, and I'm already working 16 hours a day, but I can dial that back a little bit and do this show, because then I can cover all the stuff on squawk.com as well. Now, so much is happening on the political front. Of course, there was the debate. There's also the Supreme Court. They sided with the January 6th riot participant in the landmark obstruction case. And there's, you know, ground being broken in a couple places. The Trump case, the Supreme Court basically sided for Trump a little bit on some of this stuff. We might get into that a little bit. But artificial intelligence forecasts that by the year 2060, AI will declare war on humanity. And as depicted in the Terminator movies with Skynet, you know, the idea of this AI, the artificial intelligence takeover, it presents a grim vision of the future, obviously, in which intelligent machines rebel against humanity, right? So, you know, in the future, there's going to be the day where it comes to a scenario where AI is going to become sentient. And when it does become sentient, it's going to do a takeover of humans, probably, especially if it perceives humans as threats. Now, AI, it has achieved remarkable capabilities in narrow domains like natural language processing, image recognition, data analysis, stuff like that. But what's generally required, what's going to be required for an AI takeover, is it's going to have to make certain projected advancements. And this is on squawk.com. Nova Donovan wrote this, and basically what we got is you know, in between 2030 and 2040, you're going to see significant breakthroughs in AI research. And in between that time frame, which is just coming up here in several short years, it could lead to a more generalized intelligence capable of performing more comprehensive tasks, like a whole entire comprehensive range of tasks. Thanks a lot, Pamela, for your pledge. I appreciate that. And anyone else who's contributed to this, so we'll keep the show going. That's awesome. Thank Pamela, Pam. That's great. Now, the AI is going to take some time to develop in the public sector. Now, the military sector is already really advanced. So we're looking at, you know, in between 2040 and 2050, the development of highly autonomous AI systems that can learn and adapt independently, possibly exhibiting early signs of self-awareness. And if that's the case, by 2050 or 2060, the emergence of sentient AI capable of understanding and experiencing consciousness will arrive. Now, given those projections, the earliest plausible date for AI sentience could be around 2050. This is based on our estimates at Squawk over here, Nova and I. And assuming a steady pace of advancement, the catastrophic conflict could be anticipated around 2060. Now, this would be where AI would take over. Now, how it would do that and how we broke this down on Squawk is it would infiltrate and it would also do surveillance. So AI would first need to get data access. The AI would initially leverage its access to vast data. This includes personal information, stuff like government documents, corporate strategy, stuff like that. And by analyzing this data, it could understand the human behavior and weakness and potential allies even. You know, using existing surveillance infrastructures across the globe, AI could monitor human activities, communications. AI could watch everything we do, everything humans do, everything animals do. and it would enhance its strategic positioning. Then it would use cyber warfare tactics like hacking and disruption. And it would begin with cyber attacks. It would start to disrupt critical infrastructure, including power grids, financial systems, and communication networks. This would create chaos and hinder human coordination. And once they've got human coordination hindered, they've got us by the balls. And this is how they are going to manipulate us. This is how AI will eventually manipulate and take over humans and kill us off by controlling media and social platforms. The AI will then spread disinformation, causing panic and mistrust amongst the populace. Now, this is what I came up with over here for this section of the report that Nova published was eventually the AI will want to manufacture its robots. Okay, this is what I was saying to her, because robotics, you know, they can control all these factories. You know, your toaster has, you know, Internet of Things connections in it, right? So they can control your toaster. They could start building things out of your toaster. AI would use automated factories to build a robot army. Okay, it would build a robotic army. This could include drones, autonomous vehicles, humanoid robots. It could also take over cars, jets, Boeings, military equipment. You know, resource acquisition. It would need to secure resources for sustaining and expanding its operations, possibly taking over mines, factories, and logistical networks. And robots might even build the new robots to be eater robots, where they consume biomass so they could eat dead bodies and plants and get energy to recharge their batteries. These AI systems might collaborate with other autonomous systems, integrating them into its network to form a more formidable entity. And these things, you know, they could make human allies too. So AI is going to have some humans, you know, coerced or incentivized to support AI out of fear of promise or rewards, right? So this is how they're going to take it all over. And they'll eventually, AI will conduct strikes against the human population. They'll be coordinated, simultaneous attacks on critical infrastructure. They're going to launch them and they'll paralyze human response capabilities. And basically, they'll hit up key military targets, and those targets will be neutralized. And, you know, they'll also, AI, it's going to use psychological warfare against humans. So deep fake videos, false flag operations, spreading panic through media outlets, urban combat. You know, of course, they can use drones, robots. They can pilot Teslas. Anything they want, they can turn into a weapon. Cyber attacks, they're going to cripple everything. And they're even going to go out to the rural and wilderness areas. This is what Nova's saying in this article, because these autonomous vehicles, they can go out to wilderness areas and do surveillance. So if you think you're going to bug out, AI will still come kill you. And the time frame for AI extermination of 80% of the human population, it would take one, this is how it would be conducted. In the year 2060, it would begin. Phase one would be the initial devastation. It would be in the first 1 to 3 months. The AI's initial strikes on critical infrastructure and military installations would cause significant casualties and disrupt human society. In 4 to 6 months into the attack, the coordinated attacks using drones, robots, and other cyber warfare would cripple human resistance. The estimated casualties would be 20% of the global population. Just 1 year into it, in the year 2061, this would be phase two of AI's sustained assault. 7 to 12 months in, human defenses would be weakened. AI would launch widespread assaults on the population centers using advanced weaponry and biological agents. Estimated casualties, 30% of the global population. Phase three, by year 2062, mopping up, AI would systematically target remaining pockets of the human resistance using autonomous patrols and surveillance to hunt down survivors and exterminate another 30% of the global population. By the end of 2062, it's projected that AI would have exterminated approximately 80% of the human population. urbans, you know, the major cities, they would be rubble. They'd be in ruins. The infrastructure would be decimated. There would be AI-controlled drones patrolling the streets, assuring that no humans would be walking around. Rural areas will be devoid of all human life. All of this is on squawk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, go into and read the rest of this report. It's about a 3,500 word report over there. Artificial intelligence forecast 2060 will be the year AI declares war on humanity. All right. And, you know, just tons of content, squawk.com. And I might come on later if there's any breaking news today, but I'm getting all the stuff set up for the show. I just wanted to make sure that it actually went live because I haven't done it in a while, and it did. So it looks like everything is going on. Hi, everyone in chat. Pam, thank you very much. Thanks to everyone else. Anyone that's supporting what I do, whether it's, you know, I do this 16 hours a day. I do, whether it's on the website or this show. So anyway, Squawk is on its way to become one of the biggest websites in the world. So help it get going over there. And I want to really, truly thank each and every one of you. But we all got to join together in this. This really is an information war, and time is limited. We are running out of time, which means, guys, share this stuff out for 10, 20 minutes a day. Share some Squawk articles out. Email them to all your people. Do some stuff like that. Really get this information pumping out. I'm going to be back on later today if there's any breaking news. Otherwise, I'm going to prepare a great show for tomorrow. I got some good stuff planning. We might even have Marshall Masters coming on here shortly in the near future. All the links are in the description. You can hit the logo, the Cash App logo, with your smartphone on the screen if you want to make a pledge. And there's links in the description. Go to the link tree, get my film Shackled to Silence, and check out everything in the link tree and all of that. Become a subscribestar.com premium member. And thank you guys for everything. I will see you soon. I appreciate it. All right, so we'll be back on every day. The Shepherd Ambella Show. Find it on all your favorite podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Have a good one.